they've chosen someone with a lot of experience in not only HIV-AIDS policy, but in actual implementation of HIV-AIDS programs from Rwanda to Eastern Europe. So it's a very exciting choice as far as we're concerned.
What is his African experience that makes him an ideal choice for the post of Global AIDS Coordinator?
Well, he had worked to develop treatment programs in Rwanda and a number of other countries. He's looked particularly at the situation in southern Africa as well, in terms of the needs of people, refugees in particular coming from Zimbabwe. He's just done a lot of work when it comes to looking at how to improve U.S. investments in health systems and better integrate HIV care with tuberculosis care, which is really, really important because those two things really need to go together.
The HIV-tuberculosis relationship has really become a big part of the picture, also with malaria being such a weakening force in the fight against AIDS. How has Dr. Gousbi gained a grasp of the big picture involving current initiatives in African countries?
Well, he has really looked at the epidemic from the front lines, you know, as a clinician in his previous service as well. You know, in terms of his specific activities, it's been with Pangea, and he's engaged in a variety of things in that capacity.
How satisfied is the coalition of groups that are lobbying in the interests of greater AIDS funding and research with the current appropriations that were hammered out by the Congress and the Bush administration shortly before President Bush left office?
The reception so far has been really quite positive from a variety of groups working on the HIV-AIDS epidemic globally, because they're excited that someone with this level of experience is joining the fight as the Global AIDS Coordinator. The biggest question mark, I think, hanging over the program is how much money will be allocated for it. Because President Obama, during the campaign, promised an additional $1 billion per year. And that's really needed because the legislation was changed and the program has a broader mandate. And so it's really going to need greater funding in order to carry out that mandate. And not only on HIV-AIDS, but to also make sure that health systems are strengthened as we fight HIV-AIDS. And health systems, as we know from the current global health emergency we're facing, are really important, you know, in terms of rapid response to disease threats. So that's the biggest question that we have. In fact, it's really up to the president in terms of what's in his budget and then what Congress does with that. And we should see the details on that in the next few weeks regarding whether President Obama has decided to keep his promise about AIDS funding or not.
President Obama is marking his 100th day in power tomorrow. What has his record been so far in working with private institutions like the Bill and Melinda Gates Fund, which is very much geared towards malaria, and the Bill Clinton Foundation towards bringing a coordinated government approach towards researching and fighting the AIDS scourge?
The program, I think, in terms of global HIV-AIDS, has been kind of in a holding pattern, unfortunately, while President Obama has tried to select this official. So I feel that there's been some time lost, unfortunately, in terms of getting the program going and keep maintaining the momentum. You know, in terms of collaboration with private organizations, I think it's still too early to say. But we haven't seen much talk about HIV-AIDS from the administration or much action, for that matter, in terms of maintaining the level of commitment and the momentum in the program.
Well, as we've found out this week, there have been some delays in getting several officials at the top appointed for this administration. For instance, there is no senior executive at the cabinet level for Health and Human Services yet, although Governor Sebelius has been nominated and is awaiting her appointment. And a chief at the Center for Disease Control has not been named yet. And as we've seen this week from the swine flu scares, there are a lot of holes yet in the way that this administration is able to attack this. What have you seen so far on the AIDS front?
Well, we really haven't seen much action in terms of getting these key officials in place. This is the first sign that we've seen of the kind of commitment that the president talked about on the campaign trail. So we're hoping that Dr. Gousbi can take this program forward in a bold way and get the funding that he needs to implement it. And that's really what it's going to come down to. We need bold leadership, also in terms of making sure these programs are really based on scientific evidence in terms of what works when it comes to prevention, and that's everything from new prevention innovations for men and for women, and the kind of services that injecting drug users need to make sure that they're not infected by the virus. All these communities need to get the services that they need to really take the fight against AIDS to the level that we need to see it at.
One other very prominent factor since the election has been the economic crunch, which has pressed everyone in this society and affected funding. Since there is a slowdown with the coming of a new administration, how do you think the economic crunch will be factored in with all the expectations of funding and medical research that people had before this great shock?
Yeah, and I think that it's unfortunately very politically driven because on the one hand, we see in the stimulus package a really large amount of money that was directed towards medical research, but that's because of a couple of key members of Congress who took a special interest in that. But when it comes to the funding that's needed to make sure that cures that we found or service technologies that we do have to address diseases are actually implemented on the ground, well, some of that funding is not provided as quickly. So that's something that we'd be very concerned about. I think that there is no real reason why the economic crisis means that we need to see slower implementation of these programs. In fact, the money is there, especially if we look at how much is needed to keep the promises on AIDS and on TB and related issues. We're talking about less than 1% of the federal budget. So it can't be the case that the economic crisis suddenly means that that money is no longer available because we're talking about such a small portion of the overall budget. So I feel that it's unfortunately politically driven rather than driven by some kind of economic or budgetary reality.
Have you seen any evidence so far that some people who were very much in your corner during the last funding fight, for instance, Vice President Biden, and also the new people that are expected in at Health and Human Services, will mean a boost in your research funding?
Well, you know, in terms of research, I feel that there, especially on HIV/AIDS, we may come out all right. When it comes to tuberculosis, unfortunately, we haven't seen the kind of investment that's really needed. And not only to benefit people abroad, but also people in the United States. And you mentioned Vice President Biden. During the campaign, he was very clear about his commitment to funding for HIV/AIDS and global health programs. But we haven't heard anything from him since then. On the campaign trail, he said that even in spite of this economic crisis, the funding promises would be kept. He made that very explicit and clear, but we haven't seen him talking about it since then, since coming into office. And we're really hoping that the talk that we hear of the importance of these issues from the administration and from many observers about how relevant these issues are, global poverty issues, to global stability and to national security. We hope that isn't just talk. Instead, we hope that it really leads to the kind of investment that we need to take these programs to scale and really make sure that they're making a difference in people's lives in many regions of the world.
When do you think we'll be hearing from Dr. Goosby in his first involvement as chief coordinator for the AIDS campaign?
It's hard to say. I mean, I'm sure that there's a process of confirmation that they have to engage in. It is an ambassadorial level appointment, and so he'll need to be confirmed, and that perhaps will take several weeks.